Life Audio.
Hey sis, and welcome to Inside Out with Courtney. It's a podcast that helps thousands of women all around the globe just like you grow in Christ, character, calling, career, and community. Join me along with occasional guests as we talk about biblical truths, overcoming issues of life as Christian women, while also being encouraged and equipped for every good work as we await the return of Jesus Christ. I'm your host, Courtney Richard, and after a quick commercial break, we'll get ready to start growing from the inside out.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Well, again, welcome to the show. And today I'm going to talk to you about how to cultivate your current friendships. Now, before we get started, I do want to ask you a quick question. How are you in the friendship department? Do you have good friends? Do you have some broken relationships that are going on that where you still kind of feel a little wounded there? Or are you, like I said, pretty good in this department? Well, in either case, I want to tell you, as women, we are relational, right? And I believe God made us that way. I mean, that is our divine makeup. Now, I will say that I love a good fellowship. I am very, very big on having good friends around me and in my circle. And I'm going to talk more about that in just a bit. But for me, I love going to coffee, like having coffee chats and sitting down and talking for like an hour or two. And I even love the virtual ones that we have today. I also love getting away like for a weekend. Have you ever done that with a friend before? Like just kind of like packed a bag and said, hey, we're going to go away. We're going to leave the kids behind. The husband's going to be home with the kiddos. And we're just going to go have a getaway just for us to go eat and fellowship and have a good time and maybe shop. Have you done it with a friend lately? Well, again, we're going to be talking about cultivating our friendships today. And you know that I like to break down words. And so let's go ahead and dig into this. Okay. So for starters, according to the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, the term cultivate actually means to grow, foster, and care for. I'm going to say that one more time because I really want you to get that because I'm going to break it down in just a little bit even more. So it means to grow, foster, and care for. Now in Hebrew, it means to nurture, cherish, and breed. So that's six words that I actually gave you, right? So if we're going to look into this any deeper as we look into cultivating our friendships, then this is what we're going to need to do. We're going to need to grow in our friendships, foster, which means to nurture our friendships, care for our friendships, cherish our friendships, and breed, which means to produce good friendships. So I want to say this, good friendships are sweet. Oh, they are really sweet, right? And scripture even tells us this. Proverbs 27:9, this is what it says. Sweet friendships refresh the soul and awaken our hearts with joy. For good friends are like the anointing oil that yields the fragrant incense of God's presence. I want to tell you right now, one of my closest friends is someone that I met through an online mastermind group. And it was over about 2 years ago. And honestly, let me tell you something. We talk almost every day via Facebook Messenger. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we even talk through Voxer, but we encourage one another to grow spiritually. But let me tell you something. We also help each other and spur one another on in our gifts vocationally and even doing the professional work that God has called us to do, right? So let me tell you something. And let me tell you, I talked about that getaway a little bit earlier. We actually did that. Yes, we got together. We got away for a weekend and we had such a great time just like catching up and getting to know each other a little bit better and talking about all the ministry things that we do and all this stuff. And we have gone even as far as to partner together on a project that is called Be for Women. Some of you listening to this may have heard about it, But if you haven't heard about it, go ahead and check it out on Facebook. It is Be For Women. It's a free group, totally open. It's a private group, but you can go ahead and sign up. But the big thing about Be For Women, it's all about Bible, business, and then it's building and balance, because we need balance, right, as we build the kingdom of God. And so in a nutshell, me and my friend, we are fellow sisters in Christ. She's a wife, I'm a wife. We're both moms, leaders in ministry, and we are also entrepreneurs. She gets my grind. She gets the balancing act, and she gets the spiritual warfare. Yes, yes, because she understands ministry. She gets it, and I love it. Do you have a friend in your life like that? Let me tell you something. I had to pray for her. I prayed, and she said she prayed for me. If you don't have a friend like this, then I definitely encourage you to pray for someone that can understand exactly where you are, where you can just talk and pick up the phone and fellowship with that person, you know, as often as you can. So for a moment, what I want to do is I want to share a few tips with you that's going to help you to cultivate your current friendships. Number one, I want you to nurture your online friendships. I know you got people in your community that you're close with, and that is great and awesome. And I want you to nurture those as well. But I also want you to consider your online friendships, because those are real people. And a lot of times we are on social media, like most of the day or half of the day, I think I'm telling on myself, we're on social media. And so we want to make sure that we're engaging authentically with those real people that are online. And I'm telling you, it is so amazing when you finally are at an event or you're going somewhere and you see that person that you've been communicating with online. That is a genuine current friendship. And so you can cultivate that by inboxing them. Like I talked about my friend a little bit earlier and having a conversation. You can also schedule a coffee chat through Zoom or some type of streaming, maybe that StreamYard or another platform that you use. But get together, whether that's, like I said, with some coffee or some tea, or maybe you can have lunch and do it that way, or you can get on your phone through Zoom, right? You can get on your phone and just as you're out and about, me and my friend did that one time. We were actually both hungry during a lunch talk, and she was in Florida and I'm in Texas, and we went to Wingstop and she had wings and I had wings. And I'm telling you, it was so fun. And we just sat in our car and talked. So you can totally do that from a distance. And guess what? We were on Zoom. We were streaming. We were live streaming through that. So the next thing that I want to share is to form and foster new friendships at your church. I'm sure there are women in your church that you can draw closer to, or maybe go and have lunch or dinner with, or get together as couples and just cultivate those friendships in ways that you know that you need, that is so refreshing, that is live and in person. And then another thing that I want to tell you in how to nurture and cultivate your friendships is to show yourself friendly. Show yourself friendly. So if you feel like you're not being friendly, then definitely check your heart. Go to God and say, Lord, help me with this. I feel like I'm just getting a little cold here. I'm not as friendly as I need to be. And so especially if you want to meet new people and then nurture and cultivate and grow in those friendships, then you want to make sure that you're showing yourself friendly, even in the beginning, the start of those relationships. The other part I want to say about cultivating relationships, this is another tip, is to sharpen one another with truth. That's right, with truth. Kick the word around. Decide that, hey, let's go through the book of Proverbs together, or let's sit down and talk about James. Kick the word around. And then again, because you're sharpening one another, sometimes there'll be some things that you need work on or she needs work on. And so you sharpen one another. And let me tell you something, a sharpener hurts. It does not feel good. Sometimes there'll have to be some tough love, but it's truth, right? And so just like guard your heart, you know, just kind of like, I always say when someone's giving me truth, I'm like, okay, Lord, help me Jesus to receive it, to just brace myself to receive what it is that they're going to say, and then take it, right? Because it can really be some constructive criticism that's really going to help you in the days to come. And that's not always easy. Trust me, I get it. Trust me, I know. But God can use your friend to sharpen you, and you can also sharpen them. It's all for the good for everyone. The next tip that I want to share is show acts of love and kindness. That's right. We want to be loving and we want to be kind to our friends. So what are some ways that you can actually show love to your friend? That could be buying a gift. That could be taking her out for her birthday. That could be sending her a surprise gift in the mail for Christmas, which I'm thinking about doing as well. And so think about that. What are some good acts of love that you can show? And then being kind, being gentle. So think of ways that you can love and be more kind. All right. Well, right now we're going to go ahead and take a quick break and we're going to hear a word from our sponsors. But when we get back, we're going to continue on in this. All right. So stay tuned and I'll be right back. All right. Well, welcome back. I'm so glad that you are still hanging with me. All right. So we're talking about cultivating current friendships. That's right. How do we do this? So let's go on. So another tip that I want to share with you is to celebrate and cheer one another on. That's right. When you have a friend that has just had a great moment, maybe there was something that happened in her life that she has been wanting for a long time and all of a sudden it happens. Well, you want to celebrate with her. You want to like cheer her on and be like, girl, that is awesome. Hallelujah. Praise God. So the next point I want to talk about is to be an encourager. This is how you're going to cultivate your friendships, is to encourage your friend, your sister in Christ, especially when times are hard. When times are good, it's easier to do that. I mean, it doesn't take anything for you to do that, right? But when times are hard, you want to make sure that you're available. And whether that's a virtual friendship again, or whether that's someone that's in person, is really being there in a time when they're feeling down and out or they're feeling discouraged, where here you can come with a word of encouragement, whether that's a word of scripture, because that helps. Definitely, I want to hear the word when I'm down. Or maybe that's just listening, just being there on the phone or being there on the other end of that audio message in that messenger and just listening to them and then praying for them. Prayer is big. Prayer is very encouraging, especially when someone is low, because God knows what your friend needs. God knows what you need and what your friend needs to say or how your friend needs to present herself in the moment where you're needing to feel encouraged. And so the way to cultivate friendships is also to pause, to consider, to pray, to listen, to be still, and to give the word, but also to listen. That is encouraging. Amen. And of course, if you have good godly counsel, that's awesome as well. So the next step is to work through issues with love and forgiveness. I want to talk about this because if you have a friendship right now that is a little bit on the sour side and it's just not as sweet as what we talked about a little bit earlier, then work through those issues. Go to God, talk to him about it, talk to someone else about it, not in a slandering, gossipy way, but in a way where you're trying to really work through the issues, right? And so we want to make sure that we have a heart that is tender and that is forgiving. So I want you to pause there for a moment to think about someone maybe that you may be dealing with right now. And if there's someone that you need to forgive, then I want to encourage you to go ahead and do that right now, because it not only releases that person, but it also releases you. And so take some time, think about it, examine your heart. You may be fine right now, but let me tell you something. Offenses happen, and offenses happen in friendships sometimes. And so if you ever get into a place like this, then what I want to encourage you to do is to quickly forgive. Choose to quickly forgive and release it. Let it go, because you don't want a root of bitterness to strangle your heart, basically, right? To just smother it. You don't want to do that. And so you want to make sure that you don't allow the enemy to use that to become bitter. That's what I want to say, to become bitter. So release it, let it go, so that you can be free and the person can be free. And I pray that one day that you guys can be friends again, if you ever have that strained relationship. But, you know, I understand the severing of relationships as well, because sometimes that does happen, but forgiveness still needs to take place. I do want to say that, okay? A little bit of a heart check there. Been there, done that. Trust me, I've been there. All right, so let's move on a little bit. So again, I talked a little bit about this earlier, which is coffee or tea chats, or maybe going out for lunch or dinner, weekend getaways. But another thing I want to share is maybe to go to a conference. Go to a conference. I've definitely done this with friends before, sisters in Christ, in person, but nowadays you can do virtual conferences together. So consider that as well. You might, again, I talked about married couples, double dating. You can do that. You can do play dates with kids. There's just all kinds of ways. And what I would love to encourage you to do is to pull up friendship ideas in regards to like how to get together, how to fellowship. Pull up a Google article or a blog post or something like that to be able to just grow in cultivating your friendships in this regard. Because let me tell you something, there are some things that you probably never thought of that y'all could actually do. So it'd be so much fun. Maybe fly out to Paris or something like that. Or I want to go to Canada. The other day, my daughter was like, I want to go to Canada. I'll go to Canada with you. I was like, you'll go with me? She was like, yeah, I'll go with you. So, I mean, but hey, pick a friend and go with your friend and go to a place that you've never gone before. Try new food, new dishes, go to new places. Make sure you save up so you can have some fun shopping and doing all of the things. All right. So plan for it. Do something different. The other thing that I would suggest is maybe to meet once a week for a Bible study. Have you ever thought about that? Are you doing that with a friend? I know you may do it with someone at church, or you may do something online by yourself, but have you actually thought about getting with a friend and saying, hey, sis, let's get together for a Bible study? And again, she doesn't have to be in person, she can be online, but she could very well be someone from your church or in your community. Maybe it's your neighbor or someone that introduced you to her, or maybe she is a friend from work. Wherever she is, consider doing a Bible study together and like really digging deep into that study so that you can grow and cultivate your relationship together at the same time you're growing spiritually. So if you have not done that, consider that. That would be pretty awesome, I would think. The next tip that I want to share with you is to hold each other accountable. One, it could be making sure that you guys are not sinning in any way. If there's any issues or anything that's going on, that you can talk to one another and help each other in that way. But it's also holding each other accountable to projects or tasks or things that you know that she needs to get done and she knows that you need to get done. And so you're holding one another accountable so that you can get things done. And lastly, I want to share with you, pray for one another. That's right. Pray for one another. This is how you grow and breed and nurture those friendships that you have when you're praying for one another and you're also praying with each other. Again, especially when times are hard, but even when things are good, and just lifting each other up, whether you're working on a project or whether there's some family stuff going on or whether you know that there's something that she's been praying about and seeking God for. Join her in that prayer. Me and my friend, we sometimes get together and we fast and pray with one another. And we may pick it a day for 24 hours and pray, or we may do 3 days and pray and fast. And we have a list of things that we're praying for. So we're lifting up each other's families, we're lifting up each other, we're lifting up endeavors, all of the things. And so I encourage you to pray for one another as you cultivate your current friendships. Well, that's all I have for now. I pray that this has encouraged you and have helped you. I do have a question for you today. And so the question that I have for you today is, how are your friendships looking, sis? Let me know. Are they sweet or sour? Do you need to cultivate them? Let me know. Thanks so much for joining me. Well, I pray that this episode has helped you. Also, if you need prayer or just want to let me know how this episode has served you, you can email me directly at insideoutwithcourtney@gmail.com. Also, be sure to connect with me on social media, subscribe to the Inside Out with Courtney podcast and blog, and don't forget to tell other women about it. I'd also love it if you could leave a review, and also don't forget to grab a freebie of your choice at courtneyrichard.com. If you're hosting an event, let me know all about it by visiting courtneyrichard.com/booking. Now, before I go, I just want to take a quick moment to thank the team at Life Audio for their partnership with me on the podcast. If you go to lifeaudio.com, you will find dozens of other faith-centered podcasts in their network. And let me tell you something, they've got shows about prayer, Bible study, parenting, and so much more. All right, and that's it for now. Until next time, remember, Jesus Christ is coming back soon. So let's get ready from the inside out.
Hello, my name is Adam Comer.
And I'm Ryan Chittister.
And we're the host of Life After Addiction Podcast. If you or someone you love struggles with addiction, check us out, Life After Addiction Podcast, and you can subscribe at lifeaudio.com.